Governor Nixon's executive order last September led to a valuable study by the Department of Insurance. I invite you to take a look at it. It's available on our website at insurance.mo.gov. And essentially, the department was able to confirm with specific numbers what we knew anecdotally, that some healthcare providers, especially rural providers, were suffering some long delays in their reimbursement from regulated health insurers. Our consumer complaint files contained well over 1,000 documented problems with claims brought to our attention by hospitals, clinics, physicians, groups, medical association, individual doctors, and others. But it was not until we completed that study, as ordered by Governor Nixon, that we knew the extent of the problem, particularly in rural areas. The legislation the governor is about to sign will make an important contribution to the efficiency of our healthcare system. We at the department stand ready to enforce these provisions, and we have a number of remedies, including market conduct examinations, to make that happen. I'd like to thank the governor and the legislative sponsors for their leadership on this issue. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Now I'd like to ask Representative Tim Jones, the author and primary handler of this measure, this House bill, to come forward. Tim, if you would.
Thank you, Governor. Good morning, everyone. The House Bill 1498, what's commonly referred to as Missouri's Prompt Pay Act, is the culmination of several years of work. An excellent foundation was laid for this bill this year by Senator Lemke, who had the bill last year, and it was voted out of the Senate a couple of times last year, and Senator Lemke handled the House bill as well this year once it got to the Senate. The bill was a collaborative effort, a cooperative effort between all parties, between healthcare providers, hospitals, the doctors, the folks who were on the front lines, in addition to the insurers who did willingly come to the table. And although this legislation, like every bill, had its highs and lows and peaks and valleys, and at times we were not sure if it would successfully pass or not, due to the hard work done by everyone involved, we were able to get a great piece of legislation through both chambers and to do it efficiently and in a speedy manner. I also have to recognize Senator Bartle, who did yeoman's work in the Senate in getting all the groups to the table. The negotiations were done in the open, were extremely transparent, and everyone was invited to weigh in and to work the bill through the legislative process. In addition, Dr. Wayne Cooper, Representative Cooper, did a great job once the bill got back to the House in making sure this very attractive piece of legislation remained clean. This could have been an exciting vehicle for many to add all kinds of things to, but we knew how important that this legislation was and that it remained clean through the process and addressed truly the root issue, and that was making sure that health care costs through insurance get paid in a timely, speedy, and efficient manner. I submit that this is truly genuine and actual health care cost reform, and I'm proud that Missouri was able to move this bill successfully through the process this year. Thank you all.
As Representative Jones mentioned, there's been a long fighter for this issue in this building, and that is a senator that has been involved in this for many, many years. His steadfast leadership is tremendously appreciated. The Senate handler of this particular measure this year, Senator Jen Lemke.
Thank you, Governor. Representative Jones really laid out the process that we went through this year. I just want to say some thank yous. I believe that this process really wouldn't have come to light without Governor Nixon's executive order and Director Huff's department actually going out there and confirming through the report the things that we've been saying for years were actually occurring in Missouri. And until that information was provided, we really didn't have the steam behind this legislation. But that propelled us to where we were this year. I also want to thank the two industries, I mean the healthcare providers and the insurance industry, for actually coming to the table this year. I could tell you a story about my first year with this bill, and really the first year that I ever had a group come into my office and me to try to mediate a meeting, and it was a total disaster. Everybody stomped out of the office and And I looked over and I said, that didn't go very well, did it? But the wisdom of Senator Bartle in really bringing everybody to the table, and somebody that didn't really have a vested interest in the legislation. A lot of times we get kind of caught up in our bills. And Senator Bartle did a great job in really, I believe, facilitating the process on the Senate side, and the work of the representatives on the House side. This is a great accomplishment for our state, and I am honored to be part of it. And I want to thank the Signature Health Group, who brought this issue to me and brought it to my attention a number of years ago, where I toured their facility in my district in St. Louis, and they took me to a room where they had probably 15 people all at computers, and they said all they're doing, this is all administrative, trying to get claims paid that are, so old, maybe 60, 90, 120 days old, 6 months old. That's all they're doing. They're trying to get paid for services that we've already provided. And that brought this issue to my attention. And as you know, my rep is, once I get my teeth into something, I don't let go until we get it done. And this is one we were able to get done, and I'm very proud of that. So thank you.